first session of our Who's Who in Krishna's World. It's a little modern title. As you will see, it is about not just who is who in Krishna's world, but more on how do we get there. Krishna. We can start already. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunyavi Adi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadari Vallava Giri Varadari Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Sila, Prabhu Parat,
Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaur Prem Nandi Hari 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 Bol.
Hare Krishna. Krishna loves them. At that very moment, my heart, which is like a stone, turns to liquid. These are the words of Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu, and they will accompany us throughout our little journey into this most exalted work, Braj Vilas Stava. Great care, great, one moment, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. The equipment is still frozen, so we have to massage it a little. Oh, Rakeshji, he's here? Or? My dear devotees, I will try to reach you with the voice. Can you hear me at the back? Yes, I have special reserves. I can do double as loud. You are very intelligent. Hare Krishna, this is much better. How are we to enter those descriptions that talk about the spiritual world? My dear devotees, it's good to understand how... Oops, thank you. Yes, it works. It's good to understand two principles before we enter. First of all, everyone in the spiritual world is there because they have a service attitude to Krishna. Prabhupada writes that the gopas serve Krishna, the gopis serve Krishna, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Ma serve Krishna, the trees serve Krishna, the water of the river serves Krishna. Everyone and every entity there is focused on service of Krishna. Now Jiva Goswami takes this principle from the spiritual world and brings it down to our immediate use. He says in the Bhakti Sandhava 300, Anuchetya 304, something very very nice that should accompany us throughout our retreat. He says, if after thousands of births a person develops the attitude, I'm a servant of Lord Krishna, then such a person can deliver the entire world. What to speak of delivering others? A person who has adopted the attitude, I'm a servant of Krishna, goes to the planet of Lord Vishnu. And what to speak of someone who, because of thinking he is a servant of the Lord, goes to the planet of Lord Vishnu? No. When a person conquers his senses, that's what a servant does, you know, he serves the master, not his own senses. When a person who has conquered his senses and surrendered their very life to the Lord, then they will be filled with prema, with love. Understanding in your mind that you are a servant, declaring it with your words, and perhaps most important, showing it through your actions, has various degrees. First it starts very basic, but then as you advance in the service mood, my dear devotees, and your realization with it will increase, so that finally your identity and your specific rasa is revealed to you. It's all refining that service attitude. Therefore, here on the retreat, I'd like to suggest that we consider each other servants of the Vaishnavas, no? of each others, and are there for each other, help each other. And as you become more fixed in the servant identity, one day you will wake up in the meadows of Vrindavan, in the kunjas of Vrindavan, in the palace of Vrindavan. It's very important. I feel in modern approaches to coming to going back home, back to Godhead, or realizing our spiritual identity and becoming active. This point needs to be stressed. This is how our Gaudiya Sampradaya that is what it starts. And the moment that is lost, this basic fundamental principle, you will only have a shadow of what you really aspire for. Now I have to see, there are a few conversations going on, which I can unfortunately hear. Prabhu, softly speaking. We have an example which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes in an amazing section of the Bhagavatam, which I read and study every Kartik, because it's so rich what you find in there. It's chapter. One moment. The title of it is The Prayers of the Personified Vedas. It's chapter 87. There we find the Vedas, all the Vedas, coming to the Lord and awakening Him with their prayers. And in these prayers, my dear devotees, they eventually describe how Krishna and not Vishnu and no one else, then the Vrindavan Krishna even, is the goal of all Vedic studies. So they pray simply by constantly thinking of you in your heart, meditating about you. I jump over a few sentences. We will achieve the same nectar from your lotus feet that your consorts are able to relish because of their loving attraction to your mighty serpentine arms. Though they think about Krishna's mighty arms, with which he does two things. For the demons, he has one treatment with these mighty arms, but these same arms are decorated with beautiful flower garment, flower garlands, I wanted to say. They are closing in a loving embrace the devotees, both the gopas and the gopis, and bringing them to his heart. No? So the personified Vedas, they don't think of these arms in relationship to the enemies of the Lord. They think of these arms of Krishna in relationship to his loving devotees. And they say, by the constant meditation about you, we will actually attain your loving embrace in Braj. So in our sessions here, I'm just preparing, I'm approaching it very carefully, we will actually think of Krishna constantly, and we can hope that my hope is that all of us will end up in the serpentine, super attractive arms of the Lord and feel how he brings us to his heart, and we feel the love of his heart entering the love of us. Those who aim for Radharani in their spiritual life will have that same benefit in relationship to Radharani. Now, this is a strong statement. By thinking of you constantly, one has a loving embrace of the Lord. The Lord will call us into his, come here and enter this embrace. And now this needs to be proved in our Vedic, or in our line for statements. We always need to bring the Pramanat. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells us an incident that is recorded in one of the supplements of the Brihat Vamana Purana. There we find Lord Brahma surrounded with many saints. And Brahma tells them, listen carefully. The infinite world of infinite bliss is called Vaikuntha. There the Supreme Truth lives, who is glorified by the personified Vedas. They take forms as gopis and so on. Once, after the Lord had heard the praises of these great, great spiritual beings, he had said, I'm so especially pleased with you today that I request you to ask me for any benediction which you wish, and please know it's already granted. So the Shrutis were praising the Lord, express an impossible desire. Impossible. I put it in brackets. Impossible is only in the material world. There, no impossible. And they say with great sincerity, we have heard about your loving dealings with the gopis in Vrindavan. And since we heard about that, we have only this one desire in our heart. We want to become like the Vraja gopis, who, inspired by lust, worship you in the mood of a lover. Now, this is not exactly lust, but it is having similarities to what goes on in the mortal world. They need still some correction, these Shrutis. So the Lord educates them and said, this desire of yours is difficult to fulfill. Indeed, this is almost impossible, that you, the Vedas, with all your knowledge, become the gopis. Yesterday, or some day before, we were with a preaching group of from England, Radhika Ranjan, visited Lakshmi Van and Belvan, and there you find the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, meditating. She wants to become a gopi. She is on one bank of the Yamuna. She wants to cross the Yamuna and participate in the rasa dance which takes place in Vrindavan. But she can't, because she just cannot imagine to enter into the service mood of the gopis. She cannot imagine to take the droppings of the cow, how do we say, cow dung, and make cow dung patty. She cannot imagine to burn rotis on a wooden fire. She's Lakshmi, the goddess of unlimited wealth and fortune also. She cannot stoop down, come down to that position, but she wants to be embraced by Krishna's arms. And Narayan is okay with it. Narayan, the husband of Lakshmi, is okay because he comes from Krishna. It's not adultery. So this plight of Lakshmi is so terrible that she is still sitting after thousands of years meditating on this impossible desire. And Brahma says, not even Shiva have attained this, because it's so difficult to give up this. It's called Abhiman. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, for us conditioned souls, we need to be brave and face the reality that we are fallen, of our fallen nature, and then throw what we are attached to, which helps us to forget that we are fallen souls. We need to throw that overboard. So Lord Chaitanya, the Lord says, it's almost impossible. But earlier I said, everything you want of me, I give you. So by my power, it will come true. And now hear how it will become true. And understand, it's not a cheap thing. When the next Brahma takes birth, to faithfully execute his duties to create this entire universe. And when one day in his life, the Sarasvata Kalpa is over, then only you will appear in Braj as gopis. You will come on the earth in the land of Bharata, in my own place called Mathura, in the forest of Vrindavan, and there I will become your beloved in the circle of the Rasa dance. Thus, by attaining me as your paramour who will embrace you, you will become steadfast in love for me. In this way, all your ambitions will be fulfilled. The Shrutis hear this. It's interesting how they react. What would you do when you hear next Brahma, wait for next Brahma? Do you know how long that is? That's after millions of human births, you know. Then you will get it. You will most probably become dejected and eat potato chips with ketchup. You know, just flunk out, you know. The Shrutis, personified Shrutis, understand the glorious nature of their aspiration, and they immediately get to work and meditate on the Lord's beautiful form for a long time. Then, when the designated time approaches, then the gopis obtained the association of Lord Hari. My dear devotees, if you want to join the Lord, yes, it helps us to hear back to Godhead in one lifetime. And perhaps it is possible, because Prabhupada said so, and so on. He wrote me in the initiation letter, "You are a very serious boy." He didn't. He saw like a loving father who calls his blind son Padmalochan. I'm not serious, very serious. I mean, I can't call myself like this. But, and you will obtain this in this lifetime. Yes. What can I say? I cannot say Prabhupada you have in your love for me over exaggerated my possibilities, but I know unless I set to work immediately, it will not come true. I will have to become serious in the process of which is necessary, and that is I have to learn to think of Krishna more. My dear devotees, here I request you to listen to the main principle of any sadhana. It is this: what you do now, that is what you become later. I will repeat it again. It is so simple yet so profound. Only what you do now, that is what you become later. You can't expect to become something very exalted by doing unexalted activities. It's just not there. Or you must know that your sadhana, your spiritual practice, brings you to your sadhya. That is the goal of the practice. In the Vedic scriptures, the example of bow shooting is given. Who of you has ever placed an arrow on a powerful bow? Yeah, not so many. So you have to put the arrow on the bow. Then you, if it's a powerful bow, oh, you have to learn how to make the traction. It's not so easy. And then you need the target. The arrow will not go into the target if you don't aim it at the target. It will go into the window of your neighbor and destroy his microwave oven or anywhere. And you need to fix it on the target. Then only it reaches. So while doing sadhana, spiritual practice, you have to be aware of the goal. This is described by Rupa Goswami. I will soon tell you the juicy stories, but we need the basis first. Krishnam smaram janam chasya preshtam nija samihitam tat tat kata ratas chaso kuyatva samvraje sada. This is from Chaitanya Charitam. I will give you the quotation at the end. The devotee should always think of Krishna within himself. This is the same thing which the Shrutis did. When they heard that yes, they will after some time come close to Krishna, they immediately began to think of the Lord in deep meditation. So the devotee should always think of Krishna within himself, and then he should choose a very dear devotee who's a servitor of Krishna in Vrindavan. This devotee will serve as a role model how to serve Krishna. If you don't know what pleases Krishna, you will not please him. And who knows what pleases Krishna? The dear servant. Like if I wish to give Bhujam Prabhu a nice preparation, I first should go to his kitchen's staff who cook for him, and I could should ask, what does he like, and what does he not like? Where do I have to be a little careful to not present that? And that servant of who knows his master, he would be able to tell you, Bhujan likes such and such preparation. And he might say to you, be careful One moment. Be careful. Don't bring Bhujan this. Yoga bar. Breakfast protein bar. Apricot fig. He can't digest that. And you will remind him of his old age when you show this to him. So don't bring this. So I'm sorry, I give a very, very understandable example. This is also in relationship to Krishna. You must choose a servant. And what you must do? One should constantly engage in topics about that servant. And his loving relationship with Krishna. Remember, you also can go there only by service, no? And then one should live in Vrindavan. Congratulations, you got the right place. And then it is added, if one is unable to be in Vrindavan physically, I think for many of us, you will soon see when it gets really cold, I can't imagine to survive a real winter here. When one is unable to be in Vrindavan physically, he should live there mentally. Hare Krishna. So this is the idea. Let me summarize the process. And then I will give you the reference. So one hears about Krishna and the love of the inhabitants of Braja. Then one realizes to some degree the sweetness and one's intelligence is attracted. And then one becomes so inspired that I must have this, that one is no longer dependent on Shastra, on logic, on argument in inspiring one. One is drawn by sweetness in the heart. Externally, such a devotee will continue to execute all Shastric injunctions, specifically two injunctions. Can you imagine what they are? Shravanam and Kirtanam. Yes. Shravanam and Kirtanam. You know everything already. And then one should mentally, with one's mind, touch the service to Radha and Krishna. Mentally engage. We will hear that further, what we can do. This is done constantly while one lives in Braj, either physically or in one's mind. It's very simple, very simple. You can listen again to this class, make notes, and you have it in your notes. However, my dear devotees, you will have to, you will learn one thing. Only if your mind and heart is purified, can you constantly think of Krishna. We experience this as sadhakas in ISKCON. It's very difficult for some of us to remain focused on japa and only stay with the holy name. And we think all kinds of things. We think our latest servings on the internet, where we surfed around like the Australian wave servers, no? We think of our endless problems with other human beings who are not in our exactly like we think, no? And in this way, our mind will throw so many things off us. So therefore, in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we really believe we must hear and we must also chant in kirtan. You have seen in these retreats, there is a good amount of stress on kirtan. Have you noted? No? There's kirtan here and there and everywhere and so on. So this is the journey. purify the mind and heart. For some of us, Vajrapa is just too difficult to do. You must engage your senses, your hands and your legs in Krishna's service. I talked recently with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj about a point that has been troubling me since many, many years. I told him, I observe we have good devotees, so many good devotees, but these, even the good devotees who are there, they are not able to chant sometimes their 16 rounds daily. What is going on? What is your observation? And now comes the point. They want initiation. Then we say 16 rounds, and they aspire and they try to train 16 rounds. And on the day of initiation, they can say, yes, I'm chanting 16 rounds. But the day after, they are like marathon runners who now fall on the sofa, you know. And he said something that I found so true. He said, a good devotee is, in our mind, defined only as a sadhaka, who does spiritual practice very consistently. But there are other good devotees also who are sevakas, no? Who serve. And from this I understood, if you are not a sadhaka, I mean, think if you want initiation or no, you have to chant 16 rounds after initiation. Before is not important. After it, you give a promise only at initiation. So the after is important, no? Before is not. This is just training before, but the after is important. So if you want to come to that level, you have to purify your life by serving with your hands, with your legs, with your activities, with your wealth, which you have made in your life, and so on. And in this way, your heart gets purified. Then you can have much more benefit when you do Shravanam and Kirtanam and so on. Having said this, my dear devotees, let us enter now hearing about the dear servants of Krishna in the land of Vrindavan. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good. Yatra shi parito brahmat yaviratam tasta mahasiddhaya spita shishti alangavam udayani vasopi gosto kasam vatsalyat paripalito viharate krishna piti priyam sukhais tannandishvaram alayam vrajapate goshtatamangam vaje. Thank you. I worship, says Raghunath Goswami, Nanda's house at Nandishwara Hill, which is very near to the best pasturing grounds. Remember, it has to be near because there's a goshala where the 900,000 cows are, and Krishna will come in the morning and release them from the confinements and bring them for grazing to these nearby pasturing grounds. So we worship this hill. There are three famous hills in Vrindavan. Vashana, who is a manifestation of whom?
Brahma.
Brahma asks Krishna, can I do a service for Radharani, please? Krishna said, become a hill. So Brahma became four hills because he has four heads, you know. And that's the area of Vashana. Then there is a second very famous hill, a mountain, you could say, in Braj. Who knows? In Nandishvara. Who is Nandishvara? Shiva. And then there is a third mountain. Giriraj, you're sitting here, yes. Who is he? Krishna. Ah, Krishna showed. Shailosmi, I'm that hill. No, he took that form so that everyone could see. He was not just rocks. His arms, it was arms, a smile, and so on. He's Krishna, who also took the form of a servant. Do you know any example of God taking the form of a servant? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who else? Balaram. Yes, so Krishna can be God and servant at the same time. So some worship him in this way, some worship him in that way. So I worship Sri Nanda's house at Nandishvara Hill, which is near to the crest jewel among pasturing grounds. That is, this hill in our Gaudiya Goswami literature is giving prominence even to Govardhan because Krishna always goes home there. That is his home. He stays there. Ah. He comes here to Govardhan for pastimes, but he stays there. Yes. So Raghunath is going with his mind through the land of Vraja, and because of the ecstasy which he experiences, he has many, many realizations. And one of the realizations he has is that he observes a special personality going around in Braj. Who is that personality? The goddess Lakshmi. In Nandishvara, Kamala, the goddess of fortune, is always present like a maidservant. And the eight mystic perfections are also always staying in their personal forms there. My dear devotees, when Krishna appeared, Nanda Maharaj gave so much charity. We hear of cows with gold-plated horns. We hear of jewels, plates with jewels that he gave to the brahmanas. And it seemed his treasury was always filling itself up, or it was inexhaustible. Every evening, Nanda Maharaj, for his son, arranges a beautiful festival where there are brahmanas, poets, panegyrinists, these are people who glorify artists, and he rewards the artists every evening with heaps of wealth. And every morning he opens this door and he gives and he gives and he gives. So Parikshit developed a doubt. From where has the simple village leader all this money? From where has he gotten so much wealth? And the answer is that at the time Krishna took his appearance here in Braj, the goddess Lakshmi took birth there also. Here is the verse for you. when Parikshit had this doubt, from where has he all this wealth? He's a king, he has a treasury. And he knows at one stage the treasury is empty when you give charity like this. So Shukadev says, O Maharaj Parikshit, hey Parikshit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his transcendental quality. And therefore, this home is always, always endowed with the opulence of all wealth. Yet, beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. My dear devotees, even in modern Braj, we live in a culture of abundance. Once I asked a Brijbasi, what would you say is the main quality of the Brijbasis in their daily life? And he said, sharing. We share everything. We give food to anyone. They give the Brijbasis, when they see you doing bhajan, they step forward and they offer you part of their land to build a bhajan kutia. You never know what comes afterwards. But in old times, they were always sharing, abundant culture, because they know Krishna is here, the goddess of fortune is here. There is a verse which I would like to chant with you, where this becomes very clear. It's a Chintamani verse.
Chintamani prakara satma sukalpa vriksha lakshavriteshu surabhirabhi palayantam Lakshmi sahasra tata sambrama sevyamanam Govindamari purusham tamam bhajami.
And one more time with everyone here.
Govindamari purusham tamam bhajami.
The verse says, the Lord lives here in Govinda, dwells in houses made of Chintamani gemstones, and he's served with affection by hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis, Lakshmi Sahasra. Check what is your own attitude towards wealth. Are you greedy for it? Are you stingy when you have something? In Braj, if you enter into a mood of abundance, help in of course we need to fly back most probably, help others, help the residents of Vrindavans. Don't be stingy when it comes to donations or giving charities. It is good. That is what we learn. This is the abundance mentality. Now, the verse continues. There are eight mystic perfections who are always staying here in their personal forms. Have you ever noticed when you want something clearly, like you want to meet that person, and then somehow, pang, he comes around the corner? No, yes, we are cold, Maharaj, and our brain has frozen. Yes, I have that. Many wonderful things happen as you walk in Braj. Like devotees told me, they once had a I will tell from my own experience, because they don't like if I tell what they tell me. I was once with a Brajmandal Parikram walking, and I was so hungry. And I knew in 2 hours, which could be 24 hours, the next meal would come. But they were cooking in a way that my soft German stomach could not appreciate. So I was thinking, I was sitting there, I'm willing to rob a bank. I'm so hungry. I'm really so hungry. So and I tried to chant. When I chant, I will forget it. But they became louder. Hungry, hungry, hungry. Give me food. Give me food. Don't be so impractical and chant now. Ha, I said, okay. It became clear. I need to do something about this. So I got up and I just walked. I don't know what came in my mind. I thought the land of Braj will most properly fulfill all my desires, and we are in Kamyavan, where all desires are fulfilled. Then I still remember, I walked into it looked like a haveli. That's a house which often has a mandir in it also, and people looked at me with wide open mouths, and they said, "Bete, sit down, sit down." I said, "Hungry, hungry, hungry." "Teek, teek, teek, sit down." And then they brought two tables, one, two, spread a white cloth, and brought a huge thali with very good preparations. Paratha. The rasa, you know, this yellow thing, rasa malai, and so on. And I know it's ahimsa, from ahimsa, I can eat it. Everything, I don't get into it, because at this moment I'm also a little hungry, so I should not talk about this. I have to give the class here. So mystic perfections roam around. This mountain, Nandishwar Mountain, has appeared for the benefit of the cows. It is the home of the Lord. Let us hear how it is the home of the Lord. Purnamasi, who has a little hut next to Nandishwara Mountain at the banks of the Yamuna, rises in the morning from her bed. Purnamasi, who is she also? Yoga Maya, the one who arranges everything in Braj. She gets up from her hut. She is white-haired. She is in a reddish, saffronish sari. And she hears the first chirping of the early birds. Then she quickly goes, takes her bath in the Yamuna, and goes to see Krishna in Nandagram. As she goes through the early Nandagram, it's early still, no? She hears, what do you think is you hear there? The loud sounds of cows, yes. Calling for their calves. And she hears the chanting of Vedic hymns by very qualified brahmanas. When she arrives at the palace, Yashoda waits already at the gate respectfully and greets her. Oh, Purnamasi, oh, you are the mother of all of us Brijbasi. I know what you wish. Come and follow me. And Yashoda brings her to the bed where Krishna, adorned with gems, lies peacefully on his soft bed, surrounded by a few very intimate cowherd boys who just look at Krishna as he rests. Suddenly Yashoda notices that Krishna is dressed in an unusual way. He wears a blue cloth on his chest while he is asleep. Yashoda thinks, why has Krishna given up the yellow cloth which I gave him and changed it for a blue one? So Purnamasi sees Yashoda's doubt, you know, and quickly interrupts. Oh queen, your son must have exchanged cloth with Balaram. Balaram wears blue. Must be, says Yashoda. What is that blue cloth? To whom does it belong? Radharani. But Yashoda does not know that every night there is a back door in Krishna's room where Krishna slips out of the room and goes through the moonlit forest of Vrindavan to a specific meeting place where she meets with Radha. She doesn't know about it because her rasa is the parental rasa. Krishna is a shishu, small boy. He doesn't know about girls. And then Yashoda softly strikes the body of Krishna with her very soft fingers. And there are tears of joy in her eyes. Have you seen loving mothers softly striking their little baby with tears of joy? Oh, Lala! Quickly wake up and show me your lotus face, she says. And so Krishna begins to stir, but as he turns around, Purnamasi sees a red stain, as if in the last night someone who has reddish lips or chews betel nuts or something has kissed Krishna. So she quickly says something. Oh Madhava, it seems the reddish glow of your ruby earrings is reflecting on your cheeks, which resemble emerald mirrors. So now Krishna gets up here. He quickly rubs it away because this is another rasa than the parental rasa. At this moment, they hear a loud sound. Hey, hey! And who comes stumbling into the room? Madhu Mangal. Or they call him Batu also. He's still groggy from the sleep. And he says, get up, don't sleep. Your friends are outside the palace. I mean, not the small group of intimate friends, the many cowherd boys. Krishna's eyes look so beautifully, my dear devotees, as he sits on the bed. They sometimes open and one can see the beautiful eyes, they're a little reddish in the corners, like the rising sun, it's early. The lotus eyes, very expanded lotus eyes. And then they fall down. Krishna is exhausted. He danced all night, you know. They repeatedly close and open, and that in itself is just so absolutely endearing. How Krishna is like this. Then he slowly and gently places his lotus feet on the ground. he yawned, and in a faltering voice, he's still sleepy, he says, O Purnamasi, noble lady, I offer my respects to you. Mother Yashoda is so enamored by her little boy that she touches Krishna with her palms and helplessly looks upward. Why upwards? Why not in the face of Krishna? Because she says, O God of gods, all you gods, after many days you gave me mercifully this son. I don't know the proper process of worshipping you, but please accept my gratitude, you know. And then she lowers her glance and again looks at Krishna's sweetness. And she knows now Krishna needs to do what? Milk the cows. Yes, he will take his bath after milking the cows, because going to the cows, a lot of... So she places a small golden milking pot in Krishna's right hand. It's golden. And in his left, as a rope as brilliant as lightning. For what is this rope? Milking pot is easy. For the legs of the cows, so that they don't kick. Yes, this is the... in this verse, here Shri Krishna always enjoys pastimes with great ecstasy while he is affectionately served by his father and mother. We have not yet heard about the father. He is waiting at the Goshala for Krishna, but his mother's affection, we have heard some of that. So my dear devotees, I'm close here. a little over time. I wanted to just make the point in our lecture that we have there is a process how to get into the spiritual world, and the most important is just to hear about Krishna and his servants, how they relate to him, and to think about this constantly. So in the afternoon there will be time for you to reflect and to absorb. And I have two questions for you. They are not on a piece of paper, these questions. I request you to note them down. They are very simple questions, but I hope you will appreciate them. Let me just get this. Can I improve my reading? Ballard was with his mind somewhere else. Program, it's not progress. Because it is through reading most properly that we hear about Krishna and his dear ones. So, can I improve my reading program? Is there something I can do to read more? And then, what books and why those books which you have chosen? No? What books I like to read and why those books? Please write this down, because when you have written it down, you will look at it when you are not on retreat and you will most probably think, my God, I wanted these books. Where do I get them? Let me order them quickly online, or if I'm poor, I can borrow them from other devotees. And in this way, I can make progress. Because the whole idea of this is to enter into more Krishna's world. Or if you want a simple expression, to become more Krishna aware, or more aware of Krishna. If you want to have it in a word you always use, to become more Krishna conscious, no? To be more aware of Krishna. So, can I improve my reading program? What books? Why those books? Bhujan Prabhu will soon talk, and he will also give us questions which we have. He will have his questions on slips of paper, and I only have this here to offer. We will leave it on. You can even make a snapshot. When you want it super simple, but Bhujan always says it's better you write it in your books, because he thinks when you take your mobile phones with you to the hill, you will do all kinds of mobile phones activities with the mobile phones. So he seems to know you very privately. Hare Krishna. I thank you very much for listening so quietly. I cannot take questions now because I'm over time. And is our Prashanta, they take prasadam now, is it? Or what? What is the program? We have more time? What is? One moment.
Maharaj, we are not over time at all. We can keep talking. If the class is 7:30 to 9:15.
Acha! sorry. Really? Acha! I thought I have gone over the limit. Now, my dear devotees, I want to see if you have questions, and I might answer with one very sweet Krishna Leela, which I just heard, if it's appropriate. Any questions so far? Yes, I saw first our man with the Batman mask. Yes. Why does Purnamasi visit Krishna in the morning? We hear that Purnamasi and Vrinda Devi have a meeting each morning near Nandishwara, the hill at Vrindakund. It's just there. And they discuss the pastimes of the day and the requirements of the day. So that could be a second reason why Purnamasi comes. She will perhaps look at Krishna and understand what is in his mind. But the primary reason is she is so attached to see Krishna. You must know from Krishna Bhavanamrita, I think you have heard that all the cowherd boys are so attached to Krishna that they repeatedly come in the night when they wake up and they bang at the door of the palace and Mother Yashoda opens and the cowherd boy says, Krishna, Krishna, is Krishna coming? Are they? This is so early in the night, Krishna needs to sleep, come back later. Then after an hour, the same cowboy, Krishna coming. 1 hour has passed, you go to sleep. He comes later. Abhine, Padme. She would say in Hindi if she speaks like that. So they want to see Krishna. Krishna is so attractive that anyone who sees, there are four things, his smile, his loving gesture, anyone who hears the flute, even from a great distance, anyone who sees him acting in his pastimes, dancing, my dear devotees, that is amazing. I read in one of our esteemed guests' posts that when the cowherd boys only see that Krishna sits somewhere and then the breeze comes and lifts his dhoti a little bit, and they see the beautiful leg up to the knee of Krishna. They say with great enthusiasm, let's have a festival, Krishna's leg, can you see? So beautiful. My dear devotees, we don't know what is attraction in this world. Of course we know what is attraction in this world, but it cannot compare in the way the attractiveness of Krishna is. It cannot compare. So not only Purnamasi comes early in the morning, the gopas come in the night already. And the gopis are in the night with Krishna. And everyone else dreams of Krishna. So that is the center of attraction. All attractiveness. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, I see our Vairagi Bhai, young Vairagi Bhai. Your trumpet is not with you?
Trumpet is sleeping.
Sleeping, good. Yes.
So thank you for awakening us to our Krishna consciousness, Maharaj. You were mentioning that we should choose a servitor and constantly remember their activities. So my question is, could we choose the servitor of Srila Prabhupada and constantly remember his activities when we achieve the desired result like that?
Mm-hmm. Very nice and appropriate question. There is another verse in the series of verses. Oh, I forgot to give you the reference, because this you need to study a little bit on your own. There is a part in Chaitanya Charitamrita where more philosophical guidelines are given. It's in Madhya Lila, please note down, chapter 22, text 154, I repeat, Matya 22:154, and also, and it goes. The verse I quoted, Krishna Smaram. Your verse, it's in the same chapter, Matya 22, text 160. That was from there. No, here is a philosophical basis of that, and there you find that these servants externally continue. They also come into the world. Very famous in our sampradaya is who? Who is from the spiritual world? Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. Yes, and. Another Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, who? Sanatan. And they act in this world in a way that we can follow. They externally do all the things. They take their bath, they chant, they read, and so on. But internally, they follow the inhabitants of Braj by hearing about them. I can't say about Rupa and Sanatan, they are in the Leela, but those who practice this type of Krishna consciousness, they externally follow everything. You can't see what they are, and those, the real ones I found out, are not talking about their realization. Because there's an injunction, once a very private realization is shared with the world, it's like a candle that is given it's taken away from the wind-safe place and put out, and the wind might extinguish it. No? Wind of public opinion and so on. Externally, my dear Maharaj, Yes, these greats, we have to follow, you know, the example of sacrifice in the service for the Sankirtan mission, the example of Guru Nishtha and Guru Seva, and all this is very, very, very important. And what goes, and perhaps if we find a very first class, or let us say, well, not first class, a devotee who is interested in these, in Krishna and his activities and pastimes and so on, then they might share some of this to us. But in our sampradaya, but keep in mind, again a but, furthermore, that's a better word, keep in mind that in our sampradaya there should be some contact with Rupa Goswami because we are Rupanugas and his writings, you know, his literary output, his meditations, it is because he is writing about everything out of his mercy, but many he's like a teacher of a lineage, if you want, but many of those in that lineage will be very secretive about what they do. So yes, follow your visible examples here in this world. Grasp the essence of their service mood. They are usually giving good examples in servitude. That's the foundation of anything, as we learned from Bhakti Sandarbha. And then have some contact with Rupa Goswami. When you are ready, perhaps you start with Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and make a thorough study of it. Now there are very good study guides available that help. Or you might think, that's a mighty work. I'm not such an avid reader. Let me start with Upadeshamrita. Wow! That's where the nectar of instructions are. And you will hear the sound of these works of the Goswamis. They will always lead you to Krishna. No? Hare Krishna. Good. There was another question there on that side, but I am always taught to not ignore the Mataji side. Anyone there? It's a real question, no? Not. I must ask a question. Good.
The question is about Govardhana Hill. Govardhana is Krishna himself, and I heard that there was a story that Govardhana was not in Vrindavan before, and he was brought by Prasjavani. Yes. So was he Krishna the whole time? Like, what exactly happened?
Well, in Goloka Vrindavan, that's the spiritual world, Govardhan appeared first upon the request of Radha to have a private meeting place with Krishna. And at that time, Krishna looked deep into his heart, and from his heart, it's described a seed of fire and water manifested, fell on the ground, and started to grow. Because love grows, no? That's the Govardhan we are accustomed to say there, but this is a wrong. The spiritual world is all over. It's not in a fixed location. And we will see it once we are awakened from the veil of Maya, you know. But anyways, so that Giriraj came also into this world, into the son of Dronachal, you know, that's the lord of the Himalayas. He stayed there in the Himalayas until one day Pulastya Rishi came, he is from Kashi, and he said, I need a hill for meditation. You know, hills or mountains are very good places. They are looked for by rishis. They have shade-giving caves and little streams of water. They are fruit-bearing trees, you can see here. Yeah, they're still on. I thought you would have plundered them in the night, the fruits. So yes, they're still mountains are preferred places for meditation. You find in the Himalayas many. So he came. He was a great mystic. He came traveling through the air, and he said to Dronachal, "I need a mountain for meditation." And Dronachal said, "You Rishi, Maharaji, you choose one." And his eyes fell on Giriraj. Pulastya Muni's eyes fell on Giriraj. Drona said, "Please not him, please not him. I beg you, not him. Not him. He's my son. But Pulastya said, "Don't deny the request of a Rishi. He's very special," said Drona. "You have to ask him first." So Pulastya came to Giriraj and said, "So, Chelya, let's go." And Giriraj is chatur. Krishna is very clever. He said, "Tika, yes, but you have to agree to one condition. The moment you put me on the ground, I have to stay there." And he had one specific ground in mind, one specific place. Can you imagine where, what? Vrindavan, yes. So, but no problem, I'm flying in one go. I came in one go. So Pulastya took him in the hand, and Giriraj traveled with him, looking at everything. And then he created an irresistible urge in the bladder. That's, you know, where the water is contained, of Pulastya. But Pulastya felt, I might wetten my dhoti. And when I arrive like this in Kashi, I will be the stock of laughter for everyone. So he came down and he forgot by Giriraj's illusory potency the agreement. He placed him down and he hurried. There was a dust cloud behind him to a place where he could properly relieve himself. And then he came back and wanted to pick up Giriraj again. But it was so heavy. "Hey, you were so light before, now you're so heavy." "I stay here," said Giriraj, "according to our memorandum of understanding." I'm staying here comfortably. You may go now. You have performed your duty." So Pulastya had to go. It was an agreement. He had given his word. So that's how Giriraj came to here. First in the spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan, then by some nice travel route, some nice arrangements of him, some clever arrangement, some arrangement that fills the devotee's heart with joy, he chose to come here and stay here. And yes, he's always Giriraj. No one else. Yeah, so I see one question there.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So in continuation with this, can you please tell us about the curse that Giriraj is shrinking, please?
Yeah. At that time, Pulastya Rishi, a powerful mystic, was so annoyed with Giriraj because he had gone all this way, and he could understand by his mystic abilities when Giriraj agreed to come and made that understanding between them, he had a plan in mind. He became so enraged. And this is the problem with sadhus who have no bhakti in their heart. They can become so angered. My God, can they become angry? And so he threw a curse. That you tricked me so badly means I will curse you now to shrink every day for the size of a mustard seed. He must have thought about this cruel Chinese torture where you shave this much, a dime of the hair of someone, and put him under dripping water. You may think that no problem. After 1 week, this is a terrible problem. It drives you crazy. The slowly dropping water turns you into an absolute, debilitated person. So he must have thought about this, shrink every day, but just a little. Sanatana Goswami maintains that no one can curse Giriraj. No one can curse God. He shrinks every day for the size of a mustard seed due to another reason. This reason is that he feels separation from Krishna, who left this world. That is Sanatana Goswami's perspective. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will look again to the men's side. Anyone left there?
Already you answered, Maharaj. I was looking for the reference in
Chaitanya. You have. Pancharatna Prabhu.
To what extent are the qualities that we have today in our personalities indicative of how we should look towards Raj?
Wonderful question. Pancharatra Prabhu. Have you understood this very thoughtful question? Pancharatna Prabhu is observing that we have qualities. They have come with the modes of material nature, and they form our conditioned mentality. So with these qualities, I have to explain the psychology behind Pancharatna. This conditioned psychology makes us feel attracted to certain things that are of that nature. To give you an example, an Italian born person will always need olive oil in his diet and capers, and because this body is made like this, he will always like a certain type. We in Europe sometimes, I don't do this, but in Europe there is always a joke, the Italians, you know, they have a certain habits and certain things. Or the Irishman, or the German, everyone laughs about the quadratos. Quadratos means the square-headed Germans, you know, who think in the box always. So these are conditioned qualities that come along. So with these qualities are, of course, there in Krishna, in our attraction to Braj. We like certain things. I didn't like Braj for many years because there was no German bread and German butter available. There was the early days, you know, and I couldn't make friends with chapatis. So yes, we are conditioned souls. how much that affects our relationship to Braj. Let me give a generous answer. We have to start somewhere, according to how we are, and everything here, when we find something which is attractive here, it will purify us and perhaps bring us to our more in line to our true nature. And I will give another answer based on a purport of Srila Prabhupada, which is very, very, very thought-provoking. He said, please listen carefully, I am absolutely sure that what I quote is what he said, because I quoted many times and had the reference right before my eyes, but now I can't say that this is the proper wordings, but someone who has access to Google might like to search. It's in the Adi Lila chapter 4, if I remember correctly. And there he says, attraction to a certain pastime of the Lord might indicate the spiritual nature of a devotee. Might indicate, no? I remember the in our German yatra, we all, you know, Germans believe in muscular strength and so on in general, but this now all over the world. And we divided the devotees into Nishinga Bhaktas. These were the ones who were very heavy. You wouldn't tell a Nishinga Bhakta what service he would have to do. He was a Nishinga Bhakta. And the Govinda Bhaktas. So, now, when we are older, we laugh about ascribing absolute spiritual things to conditioned souls. But yes. But when you engage with Krishna, the Nishinga Bhaktas all became purified. The Govinda Bhaktas became purified. But there is something, if you repeatedly, Pancharatna, say, I like to hear about this pastime very much, and you go deeper into the pastimes, you research about the pastime, that could show you in what way you are attracted to Krishna, because in each pastime Krishna deals with different devotees in different rasas, no? But I always like to walk on the way of caution. Therefore, my dear devotees, I will say something privately. The spiritual groups, movements, are full of kalpana. They are full of what is called spiritual bypassing. They should be looking at a certain quality and purify that, but they say, no, I'm into holy things. And I don't want to weed in the garden of the heart. And therefore, they often end up with chasing and trying to grab shadows, not substances. And premature spiritualism, sahajiyaism, wrong approaches which are not based on tattva, perhaps trying to rush in where angels don't dare to tread, you know, and all these things. Be always careful with your conditioned nature. It doesn't sleep. It doesn't go to sleep when you join a movement. It takes on different disguises. And try to be, to always think about anatta nivritti. That is the safe side, I would like to say. So I gave three answers. I'm sorry, I'm running out of steam, so my concentration goes down. To your question, Pancharatna, Prabhu, a very good question. Yes, there are certain, we have certain natures, but if whatever is the reason we are attracted to Braj, it will purify us. Second answer is, yes, this quotation. We can perhaps try to locate it, and I can present it in the next class. Anyone who thinks they found it, please give it to me, and I will see if it's really that. You think you found it? Here it is. My God, you're so good.
4.34.
In a moment, here. Special natural appreciation of the descriptions of a particular pastime of Godhead indicates the constitutional position of a living entity. That you find?
Adi Lila,
chapter 4, verse
34.
I encourage you to make a study of the entire purport, so that nothing escapes your attention. But as far as I remember, Prabhupada didn't take this back in the purport or qualify it more. He, in fact, explains more. Adoration, servitorship, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love are the five primary relationships with Krishna. And so on. So, would you like to hear the quotation?
Yes.
Do you understand also why the quotation is there? It appears in the context of what? Attraction to Krishna, even in a conditioned soul, no? Special natural appreciation of the descriptions of a particular pastime of Godhead indicates the constitutional position of a living entity. I believe in Prabhupada's word natural appreciation. There is that spontaneous, naturally flowing appreciation which is there. But I would not be comfortable to just take this one quotation out of all the other cautionary remarks he made. You have to understand Prabhupada's teaching in toto. But it's often thought-provoking to see special points and pursue them in your studies. Good. My dear devotees, we have reached our natural conclusion of this lecture. Once again, I thank you very much, and let us be happy to hear these words from this Braj Vilas Stava. Tomorrow, we will go into a very interesting philosophical concept first, that is mental residence in Vrindavan. How do you do that? How do you mentally reside? That means when you can't be here in the body. Wish you all the best, a wonderful day, and let us not forget, we will take Prasadam now, Prashanta, right? Prasadam, and then Bhujan Prabhu's class, 10:30.
11.
Oh, sorry, 11. And where? Here also? Here, 11 o'clock. So we have time. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.